the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, April the 15th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. An openly gay Democratic mayor enters the race for president. Also on our Monday rundown, New Yorkers are concerned about PCB risks. Plus on this tax day, do you know your 2018 tab? Topping our news, CNBC reports South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a rising star in the large pool of Democratic presidential hopefuls, officially announced a 2020 bid on Sunday. If elected, the 37-year-old Rhodes Scholar would be the youngest president in history and the first who is openly gay. CNBC adds that recent polling from early voting states in New Hampshire and Iowa show Buttigieg is third among Democrats, behind Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, but ahead of well-known candidates, including Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke. New York plans to sue the EPA for giving General Electric a certificate of completion for its cleanup of PCBs in the Upper Hudson River.
The EPA says the $1.7 billion cleanup of PCBs, a suspected human carcinogen, satisfies the 2002 agreement with General Electric, which dumped the chemicals in the river. But according to Aaron Doran with the environmental group Riverkeeper, studies indicate that unremediated hotspots in the upper Hudson continue to pose a health risk to humans and wildlife, and areas that had been cleaned up have been recontaminated.
The cleanup to date isn't working as intended, which is something that the EPA also recognized in reaching a protectiveness deferred determination on the five-year review. So at this point, it would be inappropriate, in our view, to issue the certificate of completion.
She says issuing the certificate now could severely limit the EPA's ability to force GE to do additional cleanup. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Today is Immigrant and Refugee Lobby Day in the state of Nevada. It's an annual event with lawmakers to push policies that improve quality of life in these communities. Advocates will be meeting with lawmakers to promote one bill. It's called Assembly 275. It would make it possible for people who are here legally but are not citizens or permanent legal residents to apply for a professional license. Erica Castro with the Nevada Immigrant Coalition says this already has been done for teaching certificates and should now spread to other professions such as social work and health care.
DACA recipients currently in school for nursing, once they graduate, they won't be able to apply for nursing licenses unless we open this up.
The coalition is also supporting a bill that would ask jails to report how they handle requests from federal immigration authorities to detain people to make sure everyone gets due process. One bill in the works would allow undocumented students to apply for state-supported Promise scholarships. Another bill would move traffic violations into the civil court so people would no longer be locked up for having unpaid parking tickets. And two huge nonprofit health advocacy nonprofits are now coming out in favor of making Minnesota's provider tax permanent. It would protect the state's popular health care access fund. More on the story from Dan Hyman.
The American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society are joining the state's hospitals in lobbying lawmakers not to let the 2% provider tax expire at the end of the year. Justin Bell with the Heart Association says they didn't want to get into the issue, but he says unless lawmakers act, the Access Fund, a big reason Minnesota has a high level of health coverage, could be at risk.
A stable funding source for public programs like medical assistance and Minnesota Care, which is how over a million people in Minnesota access health care, the programs themselves are too important, and we haven't seen a viable alternative.
The State Medical Association argues that providers should not carry the full burden of paying and, just as importantly, the headache of administering the tax. It brings in between $600 and $700 million a year, but will sunset at the end of December unless lawmakers act.
If you'd like to participate, the Heart Association is going to be hosting a Twitter chat. The hashtag is Don't Let the Sun Set. And finally, Mary Sherman reports taxes may well be as certain as death, but some experts say what also should be certain is knowing how your tax dollars are being spent.
According to new data, the average American paid about $14,000 in federal income taxes in 2018. The National Priorities Project at the Institute for Policy Studies crunched the numbers, and the largest chunk of every tax dollar, nearly 30 cents, is for health care. Program Director Lindsay Koshkarian says military spending encompasses the second biggest share with 24 cents. However, she notes less than 5 cents of that goes to troop pay and benefits, while 12 cents goes to military contractors.
Just for a point of comparison, Lockheed Martin got $48 billion. The entire budget for the Environmental Protection Agency is about $8 billion. So this is a huge amount of money that's going to federal contractors.
The average taxpayer spent about $100 for K-12 education, which is the same amount on Immigration and Border Patrol, including family separations. About 15 cents of each tax dollar went to federal interest in the national debt, 7 cents to unemployment and labor, and 6 cents to veterans. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
By the way, corporations paid 47% less in income taxes during the first 5 months of fiscal year 2019. That's compared with the same period in 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week, newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.